Excellent. So, I sent you the agenda. It was on the in the project documents. I don't know if you got a chance to just have a look at it. Anyway, it's the meeting's going to follow more or less the same structure as last time. So we'll go around each of you in turn, and you can give your presentations on what you've been up to. And at the end of that, we need to discuss what you've come up with so that we can make a decision on the key remote control concepts. So that's, we need to know about the components, properties, materials, the user interface, and any trends that the marketing expert has been watching. Okay, do you want to start again?
Okay.
We've got 40 minutes.
So I haven't made a PowerPoint
You haven't made a
presentation.
PowerPoint,
I thought I'll use the whiteboard instead.
okay. Let's hope the pen holds out.
Okay. So basically, I'll start off by I thought I'll use the whiteboard because we have so many different options. And what we can do is that we can start rubbing off the options that we do not require and putting in the options that are more direct or underlined or something like that. Okay, so I'll start again with a brief introduction to, can get that anyway, brief introduction to the insides of a remote control. And then we can probably discuss the various components. Okay, so what we see here is, so this is the outside of the remote, right? If you open it, you have a circuit board here, right? And this is the chip that I was talking about last time. This basically sends information to a transistor here, which then sends the information to an LED device here. If you flip the printed circuit board, and this is the most important point here, everything else is kind of okay. So if you flip the circuit board, this is what it looks like. So you see, for example, a particular button attaches to a particular place in the PCB. And on pressing this button, a circuit completes. The information goes to the chip, which is somewhere here, and the chip then translates the code into an infrared radiation, which goes out through there. So the important point that I read over the website was that the configurations of these circuit boards are quite cheap to make. You can get them printed as you want to. So we can have a configuration irrespective of the cost, the way we want to have it. Yeah. So that's the important part here. So these are the different options that we have. Okay. So the batteries, I'll start with the battery. So they can be simple, which is like the normal batteries in this house. These are the kind of batteries that the company makes. So hand dynamos.
Does that mean like a wind-up one?
I don't know if you want to consider this, but these are the different things that the company makes. So
Okay.
since they'll come internally from the company, they'll be cheaper for all these options. So the third one is the kinetic energy one.
You can make the home dynamo into an exercise bike and then leave it outside whilst watching TV.
And charging their remote.
And stop worrying about the whole RSI thing.
Option.
So what
Yes,
does
the
it
kinetic
take?
energy one is that they're usually in modern watches since hand keeps moving and keeps the watch ticking. I don't know if it is a good idea for a remote
For a
control
mic,
because
because
it
you
will just lie there for a long while sometimes. As soon as you pick it up, it moves and then again it recharges or something. And the fourth option is the solar cells, which are also made by the company, environment friendly. Okay. So I can list things and then we can come back and discuss what we think from a British perspective. There are different cases that can be provided. They can be basically the shape of the cases. They can be flat, they can be curved with one side curved and one side flat, and they can be curved with on both the sides. These are three options.
You mean this would be like the overall shape of the we're not controlling?
Yeah, would it be flat on both the sides? Would it be curved from one side? There are different kinds of supplements available, like it can be plastic, rubber, wood, or titanium.
Okay.
Did you say wool?
Wood.
Wood.
A fluffy remote.
Yeah, you'll understand why when we get to focus.
Oh, really? We can use even titanium is also used in the company to make some space design equipment. So it's kind of it'll be probably nicer to use because it relates to the overall image of the company. But it cannot be used on a double surface. If you choose this, we cannot use titanium. But for these two, we can use titanium for rubber or plastic. Okay, the interface options now. So we can have push buttons like most remotes do, and our company is an expert in making push buttons. We can have scroll wheels like the ones on mouse. So and they can even have an integrated push button inside the scrolling.
Okay.
First scroll, first push. So this is something that has been recently developed by the company. In the last decade, so not too recent. I have seen these two are recent, and this is control. The various electronic functions are this concerns first of all the chips I showed you that there's a chip behind this one, right? The PCB is inexpensive, so we can put in whatever we want. But the various integrated circuit options are, we have either a simple one or a regular or advanced, and the price goes up as you go down, obviously. Okay, so the good thing about why we would want to use advanced, why we might want to use advanced, is that LCDs can only come with the advanced chip. We need regular or advanced for scroll wheels. And the chip basically includes the infrared sender. Besides this, under electronics, also the company has started making a sample sender, which they did not explain what it was. I'm guessing that so they have a sample sender and a sample speaker. So I'm guessing that the sample speaker is probably something like, as soon as you press the button, it gives you feedback, 1, 5, or whatever. I don't know whether Sender has to do something with voice recognition or not. So these are the different options that we have. Okay, so that's basically now I think that we can integrate user interface and the marketing things in that. Keep taking out things from this and underlining things that are important.
Excellent. Do you want to stay somewhere near the board so that if we need to?
Yeah.
You can sit down, but just we might need you to leap up. What are you, PowerPoint or?
I have some PowerPoint, yeah.
Oh, okay. think these pens can give you cancer of the hand, some sort of radiation. Interface concept.
Okay. To be honest, actually, I mentioned some of the things which could fit under this talk. This time I mentioned them already in the previous talk.
That's fine.
So yeah, this time I might not have them on the slides, but I can just mention them again. Okay. So I thought I would also include the definition of user interface. So it's the aspects of a computer system or program which can be seen by the user, and which the mechanisms that the user uses to control its operation and input data. So this would include things like shape and size and buttons and voice recognition as well, and color and so on. The method I employed this time was again having a look to related products and mainly on the internet, and then analyze them from the point of view of user friendliness and also whether their appearance was pleasant. And then this can help us to decide which features we want to incorporate in our product. So some findings. So in the case of many user interfaces, they're just so full of buttons that it's actually hard to find the ones you really want to use, and it's just confusing. It takes time to learn. Okay, and I thought I would just quickly show some of them that I found. Okay, some of them are here. Well, the picture is not very clear, but as you can see, there are actual. Sorry for that. Let's go back. No, please. Okay, so yeah, they're quite big and have many, many buttons. Actually, of all these, I personally prefer this one because it's the smallest and was least with the smallest number of buttons as well. And I would say even the appearance of some of them is kind of not so nice. Okay. So let's carry on with this. So other findings, some new things used, some of them were mentioned already by our technical designer. Our own company has developed a new user interface. We can include voice recognition, and it's possible to record 80 different voice samples in it. This one was already mentioned, the LCD display. Another new development is a scroll button, which was also already mentioned. And our own manufacturing division has designed a new programmable speech, a speaker unit, I guess it should be. And this means that once it comes together with a voice recognition, but it's once the gadget recognizes the voice of the speaker, there can be a pre-programmed answer. For example, you can pick up the remote control and say something to it, like hello, and it says hello and your name or whatever. So I mean, this is also one of the new developments which we might consider.
Are you sure what this means? The spinning wheel of the LCD display?
It's like the, like you said, no? The scroll.
No, the scroll button is a different thing. I have a picture, if you. Just a moment, I'll show you. I wasn't completely sure myself, but I think it's just like. It's a wheel, it's like not separate buttons. Look, this one here. But I'm not really sure whether you can really
turn it around. It's like you press this or this.
It's like where you know how you have your mouse and you go around and it's kind of like that and you spin around and it. You know,
so it instead of going down, you just spin.
You just go around and it's a bit weird at first, but it's actually very like fast. And like the wheels that click on the side, you get a much slower, so it's quite good if you're like searching quite a lot of stuff. Do you know, if you're scrolling through the A to Z of your music and you're looking for something at T, then it's a lot faster than the wheel, but you've got a lot less control in it.
So maybe I should include podcasts, CDs, plus spinning.
Yeah. Okay, and the personal preferences are pretty much the same as last time. It has to be small, simple. Okay, we decided to include voice recognition, so to have the standard major buttons like on off, the channels, and then volume, and then the rest would be menu on the screen. And I also thought if we want to keep it small and nice, and actually I quite like the idea of a scrolling button. I thought it could be for voice, like I don't know, like on. It used to be in Walkmans or something. I think there's no reason why we couldn't use something like this for the remote control. So yeah, that's it.
Excellent. Okay, straight to trends and then we can discuss it all at once.
Okay, I put this copy of the presentation in
the project documents.
Yeah.
Excellent. If you two could both do that as well, in case we need to refer to it. Okay,
cool. So what I did was to search the internet to come up with market trends and, you know, what users are going to be wanting in the near future. Okay. Now, the first aspect is apparently twice as important as the second aspect, which is twice as important as the third aspect.
Okay.
So, I mean, the easy to use thing is fairly low down on there, which I think, given the target group, is what you would expect. You know, people want something new, something technologically innovative and different, so the whole idea with the LCDs and the spinning and the colours and the voice recognition is quite the thing to go for. And yeah, it wants to look fancy looking feel.
So maybe as you're discussing things, it's okay.
Yeah, sure.
So,
that's over on the interface. If you could put.
Probably voice recognition is just kind of important.
And maybe the LCD and spinning.
Yeah.
So it means we need an advanced thing.
LCD, I don't know if it is the right one to take it up. LCDs are basically for feedback, right? To the user who's pushing buttons. And the feedback can come through the television itself. Do we need an LCD on the remote?
Depends how fast your television runs, really, didn't you think? I mean, we've got one of those TeleOS boxes, and you put the number in the remote, and then you wait, and then it goes to the TV, and then you wait, and then it comes. So it actually takes quite a long time. And if you get the number in wrong, then it's a bit of a pain. So I think, you know, a screen on the remote would probably cut down your time on that. But like, remotes do tend to get thrown about a bit.
But it is also quite nice, though, to have something here so you don't interrupt the picture on the screen. So if you're watching something.
That's true.
And
yeah,
it would be like, I mean, if you could make it integrate with the TV, then it could come up with your information about what's on, and you could just see that on the remote. Rather than
having to interrupt your viewing pleasure.
But I think maybe a way to do it would be a similar way to how you have your mobile phone. You know, like you have the slidey ones and you have the flippy ones, and then the screen's protected so it doesn't actually get scratched. So you can have like what looks like a normal remote control, you know, or like a minimalist remote control. So you've got your buttons 1 to 9, you're on and off, and your volume on that,
and
then
you
want to
flip
it
open.
And yeah.
We seem to have a consensus that LCDs are definitely the way to go
Yeah,
as
I
well
think
as
so.
AI.
Yeah, so that kind of decides your whole chip thing.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yep,
Okay.
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
LCDs.
Okay, apparently fruits and vegetables will be providing inspiration. Sorry, I discovered clip art. So these will be an important feature for clothes, shoes and furniture. So, I mean, I'm taking this to mean, you know, carbonous. Do you know, because you don't tend to get flat vegetables.
Yeah, and possibly
you know.
Even uneven, like
yeah,
not,
a bit of
not
asymmetry
symmetric, yeah.
And stuff. But that would be a good way to get in the whole RSI issue in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you think most people use the remote control with their right hand, so you want to you curve it so that it's suitable for use with the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about the relevance of material will be spongy.
Something a bit squishy and...
Yeah, but I mean,
you
can be like a rubber, right?
We have rubber,
yeah.
Uh-huh. But there is a problem that I forgot to discuss with the... with using...
Well, I suppose you wouldn't get an electric shock off your remote control if it was made for.
Yeah, and it would help if you drop it. It protects it as well.
Yeah.
To some degree.
So if we use latex cases, they won't allow us to use solar cells as an energy source. That is a constraint.
Uh huh.
So we could use titanium, wood, or plastic.
Or if we want to use the latex, then we have to go with one of the other power
maybe
things.
You could get the kinetic energy fairly easily then you
from
could just
from bouncing it.
Yeah.
You could have it as like a little ball to bounce that
yeah.
flips open.
So
probably double curved surface is the way to go.
Yeah.
Or curved at one end and flat on the top. Because I'm not sure if it is flat on both the sides. Then how much easier would it be to reach for buttons, etc.
You have to have a certain element of flatness. I think
yeah.
it depends on the whole ergonomics of it. You know, it's like how you put your hands so it's the least movement. Basically.
Yeah, single side curve or double side curve does not say too much, does it?
No,
yeah.
I don't think it makes a lot of difference. I have one of those slidey frames, and I mean the back is essentially straight, but it's curvy, so.
Yeah,
besides, you have
the
four sides to
the
a thing, so I mean,
yeah.
does curved one side mean one side is straight?
Right.
And, you know, curved two sides means the whole thing is just a big curvy cut thing.
Now, did it say anywhere in your research material about the sliding stuff? Because according to the information that I have, I think the only options that we have for the cases are these three.
Yeah.
Either we have a flat surface case or a curved surface case. There's
nothing to
about whether technically you know this stuff is available at all.
Yeah, it's more about the protecting the LCD, which
right.
I think is where it came from.
Yeah.
But no, my research didn't tell me anything, which is why we have all the pictures, because I have nothing better to do with my time. Okay.
Anything
cool.
else? What have we got?
Combined style with a level of functionality, beauty and practicality.
Okay. So. Looking at what we've got, we want an LCD display with a spinning wheel.
Let's try to rub off.
Yeah, rub off some of those.
So hand dynamos are definitely out, right?
Yeah, it's not. That's not streamlined and sexy. Having a wind up.
Kinetic energy does seem to have some kind of a
I think
appeal, but.
Because that's the practicality of it really, isn't it, you know?
I mean, as against a watch which constantly keeps moving, this thing will have to be tapped every time, which might be very frustrating for the user.
Depends how much movement it really needs.
I don't
presumably, if they're suggesting it, then we could use it.
Okay, let's keep it on.
I'd keep it on.
Yeah. The flat, completely flat case is definitely out.
We don't want that.
Yeah,
it's no, it's not, not vegetable.
Okay, we still have all the options. Wood, do you think wood will
wood
be
is, I can't, how do you, I mean, you can't keep it really small. You can't make it, like, thin and...
Right.
Saying, because you need to put all the technology in, so I mean if the case you add the case and
if it becomes
really a bit bulky,
if it is really thin, it's likely to break,
it's much more.
Yeah, and given that we're looking at more spongy material preferences, I would think maybe rubber or plastic
really
is more.
Well, it's not very cleanable either.
Yeah.
It's not a practical. I mean, it's alright for a table, but for a remote control, you know.
Yeah.
And splinters and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just doesn't make any sense, I think.
Yeah. In the case of remote control, more clearly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now for the really interesting stuff, the interface.
Yeah.
Right, so the push buttons is our expertise in the industry, but it seems to be out of trend, you know.
Have some push buttons.
I think for the canal channel numbers, you still need them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So for channel numbers.
If you have LCD displays, that opens up a whole world, you know, if you have an LCD display. And you can
but
set almost everything on the
LCD
display.
Yeah, but I think the LCD display is kind of, it's faster. When we discussed that we might like the flipping open thing, then I mean, you can use it as a normal remote control.
Yeah.
If you do want to use LCD, then you flip it open, but it's more time consuming.
Yeah.
I think this is going back to the graph at the beginning that I made, where, you know, the buttons that people use all the time, you want buttons for them.
Right.
Yeah.
And everything else.
Yeah.
Many don't.
Yeah. LCD.
So in the buttons we have for the channels also we have options. Do we enumerate everything from 0 to 9, or do we have just channel plus, channel minus?
We definitely need the numbers because otherwise people don't want to flip through all the channels.
Yeah.
Do we need them on as buttons or do we need them as LCD?
On the LCD we can.
I would say
buttons. I think the thing is, so if someone just wants to turn on the TV and put on a channel, then it should be easier to use than any other remote. And then if someone wants to, you know, change the contrast on their TV, and they should be able to do that and it should be accessible. But, you know, I mean, most of the time, I mean, there's a limit to how much the biggest technology you can spend fiddling with the TV.
Yeah.
I think is the issue there.
Okay. So buttons definitely, but shall we try to draw our?
I think that's what you guys are going to do next.
No?
So if we put down the key
So
things that we want.
What about the scrolling?
Yeah, but I'm not completely clear. About the spinning wheel. So I think it doesn't make sense to have both, like a scrolling and spinning thing. You cannot include everything in a spinning if you...
Just spinning and not scrolling,
yeah.
I would say.
I would say that the spinning goes at a higher speed to the scrolling wheel, so you have to decide whether you want to be going, say, fast or not. But, I mean, the thing with this whole, is you're planning on making it out of rubber on the basis that it's spongy. And I'm not sure how well a scrolling wheel would work.
But if you've got a flip thing, effectively it's something that's curved on one side and flat on the other side, but you've folded it in half.
Your spinning wheel tends to go to one side.
That would be on one side. Uh-huh.
Are you sure it would be a good idea to construct the whole thing out of rubber?
No, I think so too.
I think it's
the
just
case
the casing rubber on the outside.
The buttons.
The edges covered by rubber or something like that, everything else in plastic or even titanium.
Or maybe like interchangeable cases, because I know, like, we're going back to iPods again and the whole spinning wheel, but I have like a, you know, obviously my iPod's not made of rubber, and then I have a little rubber case that goes over the top of it, and I can change the colour, theoretically, to match my outfit.
Okay, so that gives us a more trendy look as well.
Yeah, I think the spinning wheel is definitely very now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're going more for the trends than for the usability.
That's
right.
Yeah. That's what they're after.
So, not enough. And colors can be provided with the case rather than. But we still need to think about the color of our remote as such.
It was a requirement that we use our the colors of our company. So would it be like yellow, gray, and black, or something?
I guess.
That doesn't fit in with the whole vegetable theme, right?
Bananas.
bananas, yellow.
I mean, do you think we could incorporate the colours of the company into the buttons and then make the colour of the main remote the colour like vegetable colours, you know? So
mm-hmm.
you could have like, I mean, I suppose vegetable colours would be orange and
green
and some reds and maybe
yeah.
purple and that, and then you pick the buttons and the company colours to match them.
Okay, if we go over to the integrated circuits, since we are having LCDs,
we need the advanced.
Here,
yeah.
We will be able to. What we do need to consider, however, is that the price is going up with every such thing that we are considering.
Yeah.
But since LCDs seems to be a definite yes,
yeah.
so it seems to be one area where we would want to spend.
So are we discounting solar energy because rubber is going to be used in there somewhere, or
that was the?
Oh, so the constraint was.
We can't have
yeah.
solar panels
with rubber.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So we lose that, I think.
Should we go for if we're going for rubber? We think on as our case.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
And the buttons as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we've got 5 more minutes.
We have using simple battery will be a safer option as compared to the kinetic energy one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, although it does seem interesting,
yeah.
it does not hold any advantages.
Yeah,
it's
possible.
Just a gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we understand this better now that the speaker is for the feedback, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says the things that you type in or something like that.
Yeah.
So
I think if we can include them at not too much extra cost,
yeah.
then I'd put them in. But if it's
you don't have too much information about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it should be quite cheap because it's from
the company. It's from the company.
Yeah. Okay.
So
this is in as well then.
Yeah. Okay. And the case is curved on one side but then
flat,
so it's flipped into each other. Can I pull the
yeah,
thing out
sure.
the back of your computer? Just so we can. No, I think it's right. I'll just. Okay.
What does ICS mean?
ICs, integrated circuits.
Okay. So it's advanced integrated circuits?
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone too far.
So now we're definitely going in for voice recognition as well as LCDs.
Yeah. Okay, so we've basically worked out that we're going with a simple battery, the advanced chip, and a curved on one side case which is folded in on itself, made out of rubber, and buttons are also rubber. We're having push buttons on the outside, and then on the inside an LCD with spinning wheel, and we're incorporating voice recognition. That's our overall concept, and it's going to look sort of vegetal and be in bright vegetable colours.
Mm-hmm. So would we have the spinning wheel inside with the LCD, or would it be on the outside?
I think
I'm
it's on the
inside.
Okay.
So actually that could like really cut down your thing. So you've got your outside, which is like minimalist,
mm-hmm.
and then you open it up and
yeah,
you've got a screen. And a spinning wheel, which you can incorporate buttons into.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
you've still not got like a lot of stuff in there.
Oh no.
You've maybe got, you know, like if you're modelling on an iPod, you've got 5 buttons and
mm-hmm.
a wheel, and 4 of the buttons are in the wheel, and the other one's the little bit inside.
In the centre. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay, so now we've got 30 minutes before our next meeting. In the meantime, the industrial designer over here is going to work on the look and feel design, which I presume he'll work out what that means. The user interface designer will work on the user interface design, and the marketing expert is going to work on product evaluation. And as well as that, the two designers are going to work together on our prototype, following those instructions that we've just come up with using modelling clay, and you will get extra instructions from your personal coach. Is that all okay? And anyone who hasn't put their presentation in the project documents folder, it would be good just so in case we have to refer to it. Nobody wants to talk to you. Unplug yourself.
I've got a bit tangled up in
there. Shall I move away first or shall I stay here?
I don't know, maybe I would carry.